Well, it's going to be a very special evening at Portland's Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall on Saturday night as the Oregon Symphony opens its new season. The Symphony will be celebrating its 125th anniversary and will be doing so in front of an excited audience for the first time in over a year and a half due to the pandemic. To give us a preview, we are very honored this morning to have with us the Oregon Symphony's Associate Concertmaster, an incredible violinist, and a good friend of mine, by the way. It is Mr. Peter Fragiola. Peter, great to see you. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, it's great to see you here. And again, 125th anniversary of the Symphony in front of a live audience. You a little bit excited for this?
Oh, absolutely. We've been waiting for this, like you say, for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we finally get to play together again as an orchestra, and we finally get to play for an audience.
Yeah, that is so exciting. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more, obviously, about the symphony in the upcoming season. But before we do, you have brought in your violin and have graciously agreed to play for our listeners. So thank you so much for that. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play the Preludio for the Johann Sebastian Bach's Partita. It's the first movement of his third partita for unaccompanied violin, and I'll explain a little bit more about that later.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's do it. So again, we are listening to Mr. Peter Fragiola, the Associate Concertmaster with the Oregon Symphony, as they get ready to open their season Saturday evening at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Wow. Spectacular, Peter. A little bit more about the piece you just played there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, that was the first movement of his third partita, Johann Sebastian Bach's partita for solo violin. He was one of the very first people to write music for just a solo violin with no accompaniment. And I believe that he wrote those partitas and sonatas in 1720 or right thereabouts. He really liked that Preludio movement so much that he rewrote it, transcribed it himself for at least two different cantatas and a keyboard piece and a lute piece. And if I should explain maybe just a little bit about cantatas, they're basically vocal pieces that he used for church services. And he was supposed to write one per week where he was stationed at that point.
Wow.
And so he wrote over 200 of them, plus at least several dozen others that were believed to be lost. They're vocal pieces with instrumental accompaniment. And so he would sometimes use a choir, most of the time use a choir and a couple of soloists. And he always just wrote such great music. Every single week he'd come up with great music for the church.
Incredible. Again, we're speaking with Peter Fragiola. He's the Associate Concertmaster at the Oregon Symphony as they get ready to open their new season Saturday evening at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. So, Associate Concertmaster, tell me, what is that?
Basically, that means that I'm the second chair of the first violin section, And it just means that I sit there and play the violin like everybody else. Sometimes I jump over to the concertmaster chair, which means I'm kind of helping to lead the orchestra, helping the conductor, helping in back of me to make sure that everybody stays together.
Right.
I'll put in the bowings and whatever, make sure that everybody's together.
But I've also been to a number of your shows, and sometimes you will be the person who walks out, and I probably using the wrong terminology here, but warms up the orchestra.
not warms up, but tunes up the orchestra.
Tunes up, thank you.
You're right. The concertmaster comes out at the beginning of the show, turns around to the orchestra, gets an A from the oboe, makes sure that everybody stays in tune with each other, then sits down, then the concert starts, and we're off and running.
Well, I always love seeing you do that, so that's always pretty cool. I know it's about ready to get started.
Yeah, it's a neat honor.
So you have also, though, and the symphony, and we can talk a little bit about this, too, while the symphony plays its own shows, but you accompany shows, too, which I always think is very entertaining.
We do. We have a number of different things that we do, not just classical music. I mean, classical music is the main thing that we do, that we bring to our audience. But we also have kids' concerts. We have youth concerts. We have pops concerts. We play with different bands that will come through town, depending on if they have arrangements for the orchestra for us to play with them, basically. Mm-hmm. And we have an amazing concert every year in December, usually the second week of December, the gospel show. That's one of my favorite shows of the whole year, right?
Yeah.
There. We have this big gospel choir and play gospel music, and it's just amazing. So fun.
That's fantastic. You also play with movies.
We do. We have a movie, I think we call it the popcorn package.
Yeah.
Where we show a movie on a big screen just above us, and then we play all the orchestral music. So they keep all the dialogue and all the sound effects, but then they drop down the sound of the orchestra music, and we supply the orchestra music live. So you go hear these concerts, and we help to bring to life this orchestra music, and it kind of gives, you know, the movie a new breath.
It's really neat. You have a favorite movie that you played with?
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Nice.
Geez, I don't know.
those are all great.
I think this year we have Nightmare Before Christmas is their very first one. Ooh. That'll be next month.
Oh, that'll be very fun. Peter Fragiola, he's the Associate Concertmaster with the Oregon Symphony as they get ready to open their new season Saturday evening at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Woo. New music director this year.
New music director, absolutely. Yeah. David Donsmeyer. And he is wonderful. He's taking over from Carlos Calamar, who was also very wonderful and helped build this orchestra. And I'm sure David will be doing an absolutely bang-up job. Mm. We're really looking forward to working with him.
And you've actually really played a show, though, because you were down at the waterfront.
We did. We opened the season down at the waterfront, I think it was August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It was our first time that we actually played together. It was only one night, so it was just a taste of what we're going to be able to do.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was just reading about this, and I don't know how much you know about this, but it is called the Constellation Acoustic System, a new sound system, if you will, at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
It is. It replaces something we just didn't have. The orchestra always played as a purely acoustical entity, and now we have hundreds of microphones all around the shell of the stage, and hundreds of speakers put in throughout the hall. You won't notice it at all, but you will just be able to hear everybody a little bit clearer, a little more, a little better these days. Now that that's all there, should be good.
Fantastic to hear it. Hey, before we let you go, what is the performance for Saturday night?
So Saturday, we are playing Mahler's Second Symphony, The Resurrection, with a choir and soloists. And we are starting with a world premiere by Kenji Bunch, a viola player that is playing with us this year, and Gabriella Lena Frank, a piece called Ella, Gia, and Dina.
Mm, sounds wonderful.
Should be really good.
How long have you been with the symphony, by the way? I meant to ask you that.
This is the start of my 38th season.
Wow.
So I think I started when I was -5.
I know that feeling. Yeah. I like that. That's very true. He is Peter Fragiola. He's the Associate Concertmaster at the Oregon Symphony as they get ready to open their new season on Saturday evening at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. And I imagine tickets available. People go online.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Fantastic. So, look, it's great to see you. Always great to see you. Thanks for coming in here. Thank you for playing. That was awesome. And, man, we just look forward to a great season.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, have a great season.
You too.